So as Javad Qureshi was mentioning, citrus greening, or Huanglong being, or HLB, is probably the most important disease in citrus that we have in the world today. Here in the United States, the agent that is causing this disease is Candidactus liberibacter asiaticus. It was found in Miami in 2005, and unfortunately, the visual symptoms of this disease are usually confused with some nutritional deficiencies in the trees, so it's really difficult sometimes differentiating between deficiencies, basically usually zinc, and the actual symptoms of this disease. All citrus are susceptible, and until now, we have no known cure for the disease. So the disease is out there, and we have no idea how to manage it. We can see here some of the symptoms of this disease. We see some blotchy mottle here in the leaves where we have green and yellow combination. We have a lot of drop fruit in the ground. Now, to speak a little bit more about the symptoms, here we can see in this picture how patchy the distribution of these symptoms is in the field. We can see a pretty healthy tree here in the background. We see that underneath the tree there is absolutely no fruits. It looks pretty green in general, and I don't know if you guys can see there is a lot of fruits hanging on the tree. In this side, we see a tree that clearly has the disease. It has a lot of yellow shoots, very few fruits still hanging out in the tree, a lot of fruits that have been dropped, and we have a dieback pretty much generalized. Here, we can also see a close-up of the leaves being with the symptoms, where we have a yellowing, non-symmetrical, and here we can see how the psyllid feeds on the flush or the young shoots that the plant is producing. Now, the vector is the Asian citrus psyllid. It's the only vector known here in the United States to transmit this disease. It's the Afarina citri, as Dr. Qureshi mentioned, and it was detected in Florida in 1998. Now, as we can see, the vector was detected in 1998. The disease was detected in 2005. So it has been 8 years between the detection of the vector and when we found the disease. However, we have to mention that the symptoms or the development of symptoms doesn't occur when the plant acquires the disease. It takes a year or more before we can actually see the symptoms. So we really don't know when exactly greening starts attacking Florida citrus. So here is the citrus production and the situation of in the United States. We see that most of the states that produce citrus today have ACP, which is the Asian citrus psyllid. We have California, Texas, and there is two states that have been confirmed to have Huanglong being, which are Louisiana and Florida. So once you have the citrus psyllid, the question is not where if we're going to get the disease. The question is when the disease is going to come. So this disease is going to be a major problem sometime soon for all these citrus-producing states here in the country, and it's going to affect the production of citrus in general. So why look into acquired resistance and introduce a systemic acquired resistance in these plants? Well, growers were really concerned about how we can manage this disease, and since we don't really have an answer yet, they were inquiring about the use of systemic acquired resistance to maybe not cure this disease, but to control it and maybe give the trees a little bit more life, a couple of years more of production, where they can harvest and get some of their money back from this huge investment. So we recognize two paths, and we have the induced resistance, which is usually due to insect attack. So we have the insect injury, and then it produces histamine that produces hasmonic acid, which is the one that starts the whole cascade of reactions of the plant, which includes oxidative burst and local wound response. Now, the systemic acquired resistance to pathogens is the one that the growers were more concerned about, and it starts with an elicitor that is produced by the bacteria. In this case, our theory will be Candidactus liberibacter asiaticus. And then it produces salicylic acid, which is considered to be one of the elicitors of this systemic acquired resistance, because it's not only part of the substance that start the PR proteins or the pathogen-related proteins that will finally develop all these resistant responses by the plant, but it's also one of the products at the end of the whole process. So we look into a 6-hectare field of Valencia oranges that is about 6 years old. And we use this special foliar treatment, which I might not be able to tell you right now what the specific composition is because it's proprietary information, but it has SAR inducers, or systemic acquired resistant inducers. They have two of them, one of which is serenate, which is a Bacillus subtilis, and the other one is Saver, which is salicylic acid. These two are considered to be inducers of systemic acquired resistance. It has a combination of macro and micronutrients. It has also fungicide, bactericide, actually two of them, hydrogen peroxide and potassium phosphide. And as emulsifier to help all that combination of products stick together, we're using a 435 oil. We determined that the easiest way to work with this experiment was a 2x2 factorial in which we have two factors, basically. One is the use of insecticide, so we have treatments with no insecticide and treatments with insecticide applications to control the vector. And we have treatments with the special foliar treatment or no special foliar treatment. So we did a combination and we ended up with four different treatments. The silage sampling was done by tap sampling, which is placing a white sheet of paper 1 foot under the branch. We tap 3 times and we count the number of silage that fall in this sheet. 2 taps per tree, and we average the number of silage per tree. The age shall be sampling in each one of the plots. We select the 10 trees and we mark them as positive or negative depending on whether or not we can see the symptoms. So it was a subjective evaluation of symptoms. This plot that we selected has HLB proven since 2005, so it was one of the first plots that had HLB in Florida. The population or the trees, the distribution of the disease is quite evenly across the whole plot. We are applying the special foliar treatments 4 times a year, as we're going to see later on. And the insecticide applications are based on scouting. Whenever the population starts increasing, we decide to spray the insecticide. Here is the location. It's close to Immokalee, Florida, in the peninsula, close to Everglades. And here are some symptoms from HLB. So here is, I'm going to talk first what the effect of these treatments is in the ACP population. So first of all, we have sprayed insecticide twice. The first time was adanitol. The second time was delegate. In the y-axis, we can see the average number of ACPs, or Asian citrus psyllids, per tree, and then the different dates in the x-axis. We see that there is some differences in the treatments that have the insecticides versus the treatments that do not have the insecticides. So when we look at the principal components, here we see the treatments that have no insecticide have had a really high population of insects throughout the season, while the insects that the plots that had the insecticide have a really low population during the season. Now we see this sharp decline here. It was because close to our plot there was an area-wide application, and we suspect that some of the insecticide actually fell in our plots, so it kind of reduced the populations sharply in our non-insecticidal treatments. And here we can see the effects of the special foliar treatment in the number of insects per tree. And as we see, there is no effect of this treatment on the population of vectors. The second part is, what is the effect of this special foliar treatment on the HLB symptoms that we can observe in the field? So as you can see, it's kind of a messy graph. We see here in the y-axis the proportion of trees with HLB symptoms that we can observe. So we are the ones decided this tree is positive or negative for HLB. We have here the dates on which the application of the special foliar treatment has been conducted. And we decided then go and divide it and make it a simpler graph. So here we have the treatments that have no special foliar treatment and the treatments that have the special foliar treatment. And we see that we start with the same, pretty much the same proportion of trees with HLB at the beginning of the season. We observe a difference during the first 5 months, and then the difference somehow got lost in the process. And during the last 5 months or so, we haven't been able to actually observe such clear differences between the treatments. And here is the observation of this the proportion of trees with symptoms due to insecticide application. And as we see, there is no effect of the insecticides on the HLB symptoms, which is something that we expected. So to conclude, the effect on psyllids, the insecticides proved to be effective maintaining low population of psyllids. The protection might last for more than 3 months. As we saw, between the first and the second application, there were 3 months, which tell us that these psyllids are not moving if they are happy. If they are in a place where they have flush and they don't have the necessity to go somewhere else, they are just going to stay there for 3 months. Our plots have around 100 trees, and they were mixed all over the place, and still they stay just on those places where the insecticides were not applied. The places where the insecticides were applied maintained clean for 3-4 months in a row. And the special treatment foliar, the treatment foliar has no effect on the psyllid populations. For the symptoms, we observe, as I mentioned, differences during the first 5 months and no differences during the second last five months. We don't really know the reason for that. And insecticides, of course, have no effect on the way that we see symptoms out there. Future research will to continue the evaluation of these treatments. We are going to separate the treatment, the big treatment, into their components to see which component has more effect or not in the way that we see the symptoms. And we are going to try to correlate the HLB detection based on PCR and visual symptoms with the treatments that we have applied. I want to thank the growers that help us with this project, the Florida Citrus Production Research Advisory, Amy, Miriam, and the whole group of entomology at Florida, Southwest Florida Research and Education Center. If you guys have any questions, do we have time?
There's one very quick question.
Yes. Yes, we have 16 plots in 5 acres, which each plot is 100 plants concentrated. And we have highly different, significant differences between the plots that have insecticides and the plots that don't have insecticides. This is our design on the field. The red and the pink have insecticide, the blue and the white do not have insecticide. And despite that they are so clumped together, the insects appear not to move from where the insecticide has not been applied to places where the insecticide was applied even 3 months after the application.